Welcome. Let's join best-selling author Fred Kuhn as he interviews our next guest expert.
Welcome, everybody. Got a great show today. My guest is Jeff Rizzo, who is the co-founder of Riz Knows. And Jeff operates multiple internet properties and popular websites with his co-founder, Matthew Ross. They run YouTube channels, mobile applications, and prior to starting their own company, Jeff worked as a middle market investment banker. Welcome, Jeff.
Thank you for having me.
Oh, you're very welcome. So getting right into the issue here, in terms of ageism in your company culture, tell us just briefly about your company and what do you see in terms of ageism in your company?
Luckily, we haven't had really any issues with the topic. However, it's something that's been top of mind because we want to make sure we're being fair, hiring the right people, and not discriminating in any fashion. So, you know, we run a smaller business, and we don't want to get tripped up by any sort of thing like this. I had some experience dealing with this when I was an investment banker, and I'm looking to stay away from it with our business. And at the end of the day, we're just looking to hire the best people.
In your opinion, you work in multiple platforms, and I know that you and Matthew have seen this in the companies that you've invested in or purchased. How does ageism impact business, in your opinion?
Well, you know, it impacts it in a lot of ways. And, you know, obviously you want diversity, not diversity of any of this stuff. You want diversity of thought, right? And if you're actively discriminating against somebody who's younger or older, you're eliminating some of that. And I think that you're making yourself more susceptible to groupthink. You know, you're losing some of the valuable knowledge and insights from people that are young and old. Not to mention, sort of eliminate yourself from having the perspectives of some people that are in different age brackets. And somebody that's older than me might have a better perspective on, you know, certain things about our business. So we really look to try and fill our team with the best person. I don't care how old they are. Like I said, I think probably the biggest thing is opening yourself up to litigation, those sorts of concerns, and also just you're almost proactively working against your business by not hiring the best person, regardless of age and all these other, you know, metrics.
Interesting approach. I see a lot of businesses coming around to that same conclusion. What should, I suppose, today's CEO, like you, have on the radar in talking with your senior team on training programs, communication strategy, sourcing, regarding multi-generational workforce planning for the next year or two?
Well, I think the first thing that we do is that we just need to make sure that everybody knows we are looking to promote on merit, hire based on merit, and not hire based on anything other than that. We do want to have continuing education programs available to everybody, not just younger individuals. We do want people to have access to getting, you know, new positions as we open up different groups, not based on somebody being younger. So the biggest thing is just teaching these managers, or communicating to our managers constantly that we want to hire and promote based on merit. So it's not necessarily about creating some bloated training program that everybody just, you know, loathes going to. It's about just creating the culture that, look, this is a meritocracy and nothing has to do with anything other than how well and how efficiently you do your work and how much you're committed to our company.
You're sitting in a group of CEOs. What is one element, if you were asked among your peers, what should other CEOs be concerned with and why?
Well, the first thing they should be concerned with is litigation concerns, right? And that's not good for anybody at the company. So making sure that you are being fair and that you speak with an employment lawyer about all of that, and that's very important. But then the other thing I would mention to them is that we want diversity of thought. I would say it a million times, diversity of thought has nothing to do with any part of the person other than diversity of thought and are they qualified for the position. And that's what we try to pound into everybody's head, and that's what I would tell all these other CEOs, you know, people that have larger or smaller businesses than mine, that none of this other stuff matters. It just matters about making the company better.
So you hire recent graduates. Can you identify a particular skill that you think they're missing that's inhibiting their ability to be successful?
The first thing that we see, and we've hired a lot of younger graduates, is that they don't know how to think critically. And I know that's part of our training process, but you'd be shocked at how many young folks we talk to that have zero work history, that have zero experience with dealing with any adversity, even though they have a bachelor's degree or even a higher degree. The biggest thing is critical thinking. Can you stop, think intently, and then make a decision rather than acting on impulse rather than being so nervous that you can't make a decision. Stop and think critically. That is the single biggest thing, and that most of the time, you know, we're a little disappointed that we have to actually train that. They've been through at least 4 years of school, and they still can't think critically in large part.
What kind of training do you employ that helps them think critically?
Well, a lot of this stuff is, it's really unique to our company, but unique to our company and the position that they will hold. So, you know, in general, we want people to think critically, but as it relates to the job that they're going to hold, we want them to be able to think critically. So let's just take our producers as an example. There's a lot more for them to know beyond, can they edit a video? Can they pick things that look nice? Can they set up lighting? Are they inserting certain shots that make sense to insert now? Are they making sure that the audio levels are readjusted every single time? There's so many small things that we find that the young people overlook, but that would make all the difference. And I would say the biggest thing that we've noticed in terms of our producers, we have wonderful producers on our team, but sometimes I want them to stop and think, does this match with the video? Does the host, is he or she talking about something? You should make sure to show something that relates to that particular point.
That's a very interesting perspective, Jeff Rizzo. I appreciate that. Last question. If you could go back and tell your CEO, and you run a corporation, if you could go back in time and give yourself advice before starting your first job, what would you tell the younger Jeff Rizzo?
Learn as much as you can. I think sometimes you're so nervous when you get out of college, starting a new job, you just want to impress everybody and be liked. But I really wish I would have taken more notes that I'd saved for the future and really tried to learn as much as I possibly can. Because, you know, young folks now, this is not going to be their only job. They're going to have many, many other jobs, and so they should focus on taking something from their first job.
Folks, we have spent a wonderful time here with Jeff Rizzo, who is the CEO of RizKnows. And Jeff, I thank you very much for sharing your thoughts and your feelings on this very important multi-generational issue.
Thank you for visiting with us. We welcome your comments and suggestions and look forward to having you join us soon at Workplace Strategies.